From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. To say stock market investors are pessimistic as the week winds down would be something of an understatement. All three of the major stock market indexes ended the session lower today. The fresh bear market lows followed remarks from Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd, who said that nationalization of some U.S. banks could be needed for a short period. Mark Bittner is a senior economist at Wachovia Corporation.
It seemed irrational to me because no one was talking about nationalizing all of the banks. And nationalization has always been out there. I mean, they nationalized IndyMac late last year.
The White House quickly responded by saying it strongly believes in the privately held bank system that helped the market recover slightly before the close. However, the Dow is still at its lowest level in more than 6 years. The Department of Labor said today consumer prices rose in January for the first time since July at a seasonally adjusted rate of 0.3%. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Slightly higher energy prices helped push inflation up a bit last month, but the annual inflation level was still at its lowest level in more than 50 years. Year over year, the price of household items remained flat, which is its lowest reading since 1955. In the past year, the biggest fluctuations in prices came from energy, which rose dramatically in the summer. But after a big slide in recent months, energy prices last month were down more than 20% compared to the previous year. Core prices of household items, excluding food and energy, rose 0.2% after remaining flat in December. These muted levels of inflation are likely to continue as a severe economic downturn continues to weaken demand for goods, keeping prices down. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Illinois Governor Pat Quinn is joining the chorus of elected officials and citizens calling for Senator Roland Burris to resign. Burris is under fire for changing his story and how he came to be appointed to the Senate by impeached former Governor Rob Blagojevich. NPR's David Schaefer has more.
Governor Quinn says he has known fellow Illinois Democrat Roland Burris for 37 years, calling him an honorable man. But he says it was a gigantic mistake for Burris to take the Senate appointment from disgraced former Governor Blagojevich in the first place. And now that it's apparent Burris had much more contact with Blagojevich associates than he first disclosed, and that he even tried raising money for Blagojevich, Quinn is asking his friend Burris to step down.
There's just too much of a cloud of controversy over this appointment process for any person such as Senator Burris to truly carry out the duties that the people of Illinois need from a U.S. senator at this time.
Quinn is calling on Illinois lawmakers to pass legislation that would establish a special election for all future Senate vacancies, including this one if Burris resigns. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 100 points to end the week at 7,365. The S&P 500 dropped 8 points today. This is NPR. A new report by the International Atomic Energy Agency this week that Iran has built up a stockpile of nuclear fuel is being greeted with alarm in Washington. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said the report, which indicates Iran may have increased its stockpile by a third, represents, quote, another lost opportunity for Iran as it continues to renege on its international obligations. However, the IAEA report did say it believed the discrepancy in the stockpile was a mistake. The U.S. has consistently said it suspects Tehran of using what it termed a civilian nuclear program to build an atomic weapon. A state judicial ethics panel in Texas has charged the presiding judge of the state's highest criminal court with violating her duty when she closed the court office on the afternoon a death row inmate filed a last-minute appeal. More from NPR's John Burnett.
Sharon Keller, presiding judge of the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, will go on trial to answer charges that she refused to follow execution day procedures and that she brought disrepute on the court. Michael Richard was convicted of capital murder in 1987 for sexually assaulting and murdering a 53-year-old nurse after she offered him a glass of water at her home near Houston. He was scheduled to die on September 25, 2007. His attorney claims he was having computer problems and needed an extension to file a last-minute appeal to the state criminal appeals court. Judge Keller acknowledges telling him, "We close at 5 o'clock," but she says she didn't know he needed 20 more minutes past closing time. The execution of Michael Richard went ahead as scheduled. Since then, hundreds of attorneys from around the country have sent complaints about her conduct. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Crude oil futures fell 54 cents a barrel today to close at $38.94 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.